All right, everybody. I am Haggai Davis III. Welcome you back to Tech Gumbo. I'm co-hosting with Haggai Davis II, and we want to invite you to our show. Tech Gumbo is a conversation about the past, present, and future of all things technology that we try and keep topical, interesting, and digestible. We want to thank our sponsor, Cardinal Capital. They connect businesses to capital. It does not matter what business you're in. Cardinal Capital has resources all across the US that are willing to help fund organizations of any sizes, life cycles, categories, or locations. Cardinal Capital works with you to craft the best commercial finance package for you to achieve your business goals. Whether you're looking to refinance current debt because of the new government programs and the favorable interest rates, or you're trying to finance new equipment, expand your existing business, or acquire another one, Cardinal Capital has the resources to make it happen. When banks cannot do a loan, they seek out Cardinal Capital to help. The Cardinal Capital guys are easy to work with and fun to be around. Contact them today at 225-308-3700 or send them an email, info@cardinalcap.net. They will be happy to help you with your commercial finance needs.
Each week, we take a listener question about a topic that was sent to us via text at 225-255-0431. And this week, the question is, you guys talk a lot about passwords and needing to change my password. But the question is, do I really need to use a different password on everything?
Yes, yes, you do.
Bottom line, do not try and use the same password on everything. It's just you're, it's a bad idea.
So one of the things that happens, the best way for cyber criminals to go around and find your things is that if you reuse a password of multiple sites, if one site gets compromised, that means everything that you have has been compromised. Because let's say, your email address and your password get hacked on one site, they'll take that and they'll try that on a bunch of other different sites. And anywhere where that same username and password combination lines up, they have all of those unlocked as well. And so that's, think about it that way. If any one of them gets hacked, all of them gets hacked. That's your motivation to use a different password.
There was a recent survey done by PC Magazine, and it asked, do you use the same password for more than one service or website? 21% said, I use the same password for everything. 30% said no. 24% said, I use the password for most things. And 25% said, yes, I use the same password for more than one thing. So unfortunately, 70% of the people use their same password on at least multiple sites, which is a
Right.
big cybersecurity risk.
And so a lot of times people ask, well, how do you keep track of your passwords? Some people memorize them, some write them down physically. You have password managers, things like that. My recommendation has been for a while is to have a formula. You have some phrase at the beginning, you have whatever it is that you're trying to log into, and then have a number, some special characters, whatever on the end. And so it can be hello ESPN 1, or it could be, ESPN hello 1, something like that. And that way, if you have to change your password, it can become hello ESPN 2. And so now, if you need to keep going back and, if you have to change your password for every 6 months or so often, you can even have hello ESPN 2021, hello ESPN 2022. And so that way, you can keep updating your passwords. Will have it make sense in your head. It's something to where it's not just pulling random things together. There's a pattern for you to remember.
Now, some websites will not let you use their name in the password. So, I a lot of times will do, I have my own pattern where you use a special character. Then, I use a five-letter word green as an example. I may use, exclamation point green. And then instead of ESPN, I would use the number three and a dollar sign PN, which still looks like ESPN, but now I've got a 10, 12 character password. It's very secure, but but I'm still, I know what I'm doing on each one of those websites. So when you're doing things like that, if you're going to Amazon, if it's exclamation green, the at symbol M0Z0N, now you've got a very secure website, but it still looks like, hey, here's your pattern that you're doing. So that's one good way to remember. Password managers work very, very well as well, though. I mean, for $4 a month or $48 a year, go use a password manager and they'll put out 25 character passwords for you. And it's a really secure method.
Yeah, there's a couple different ways you can go about it, but please do something about it. Please don't just use the same password 123 on everything, because those are asking to have a hacker come through and just take everything attached to it. You know, we recommend you think about it a little bit. Cybersecurity is important. It's worth the time. It's worth the effort. It's worth the money that you put into it.
So thank you to the listener that sent that question. We are, the mug has already hit the mail. You will be receiving it shortly. And we always do reply back with a text message to let them know that you are receiving the mug. And so send us a picture, tweet a picture to us, you know, Facebook, whatever. So, you know, show us with your mug, because we love to see those things. So thank you again.
Absolutely.
So the big story we wanted to talk about here is Amazon announced a whole lot of new toys that you can buy from Amazon directly.
Yeah, and we had various different thoughts. Some of them actually seem pretty cool. Some of them seem not great. So let's get into them. The first one was the smart thermostat. How did you feel about it?
Okay, I'm good with this. It's you know, allows you to, you can use your Amazon Echo device or whatever. You can talk to it and have it raise the thermostat, lower the temperature in your house, set schedules. Okay, that's great. That's an easy one. I got no problem with that.
It's also half the price of the Nest, and because it's compatible with your Alexa, you can definitely see they're aiming at that market. But yeah, you know, it seems pretty intuitive to use. It seems pretty straightforward. If you already have the Alexa network, this seems like a solid addition here.
The next one is the Echo Show 15, which is a wall-mounted version of the Echo Show. Bigger picture, bigger screen, bigger price tag, and it mounts on the wall, which is interesting. I guess you have to run a power supply behind it, or you have to constantly change out the batteries. I'm not sure.
I would be very surprised if it ran on AA's. I'm sure there's some sort of power supply you're running behind it.
You have to. I mean, you can't just keep taking it down to recharge it. This just doesn't seem like a very practical place to hang the Amazon Echo device.
My guess is that they're trying to go with more of a futuristic idea. Like it's a whiteboard replacer that you could write notes on it. It can be a calendar. It can be reminders. You can tap into your Ring security. They want it to kind of be, you know, an all-in-one digital interface. They're trying to have it because I think it's going to be a respectable size here. This feels very much like they're aiming at something more futuristic.
Maybe so. Another one, the Hey Disney.
This one actually seemed pretty cool to me. The whenever you're now in the Disney world, the Alexa assistant will be replaced by a Disney assistant. And so you could say, Hey Disney, when is the next show coming? Hey Disney, can I get some fresh towels? That's pretty cool.
I do like that. You know, what are the lines like at the different rides? You know, Hey Disney, what time do the parks open? Those are kinds of cool things that, yeah, that's a good use of the technology.
The next one here was Amazon Glow, and felt uncertain about this one. So it is a camera with the video screen on it. So it's designed for children. It's a interface for children that has a touch-sensitive sheet that has a screen projected onto it And if it sounds complicated, if it sounds like a lot, it's because it is. It feels cluttered. It feels not quite there to me. I'm not sure about this one.
To me, this looks like, okay, you're trying to teach kids how to use Amazon. Because the first image they show is how you can go pick some books and you can read books or have the video read books back to you. And hey, we're just teaching you how to come to Amazon and grab things. And so I'm leery of this. And I'm not all negative on it yet, but I'm just the creep factor is there.
Yeah, and I don't see what it does better than just a standard tablet. That's one thing. And then also, at children at a young age probably should just have physical things in their hands. Just actually have a book instead of having the digital replica. There's still a lot that needs to be solved here, like conceptually, before I feel more comfortable with it.
The next thing is the Halo View, which is basically Amazon's version of the Fitbit. It looks like a Fitbit.
Not a whole lot to say here. It's called the Halo Fitness. It looks like it's roughly priced like a Fitbit.
It's about half the price of a Fitbit.
Okay, depending upon which version you're getting.
Right.
And so, all right, cool. It's a Amazon Fitbit.
Then we start getting into I'm not sure about categories. The flying security camera. We mentioned this a couple of months back that we've kind of been toying or teasing the idea that this little ring device would pop up out of its charger. It's a drone. It hovers around your house with a camera looking at things and for things. And if you're away, it becomes the security guard. And that's fine.
Yeah, again, this is one of those things that I think I'm firmly against this one. I think that it's in the some of the other things I was like, well, maybe, but there's just a lot happening here. One, this just looks like a target for a cat, that you have some slow moving thing floating around your house. If you have a cat, expect the cat to tackle it. That's my first thing that I noticed. But then you get into the security and the privacy and just the.
Somebody is going to hack into this and they're going to hover around your house and they're going to see you walking out of the shower with this. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, and just the getting comfortable with the idea of having a drone flying around your house, like spying or just like recording footage. That is just feels dystopian, and that is the word that I have for this, because I'm picturing futuristic gray dark city, and you have the drones overhead with the security drones, and the voice comes down and says, "Hey, you," and shines the spotlight. We are just two or three bad iterations from being that, and I do not like it.
Which leads right up to Astro. This is probably the all-time worst idea I've ever seen.
That is really like setting its place, and I agree. This is bad.
So Astro is a $1,000 robot that rolls around on the floor on three wheels. It looks like one of the little bots from the old Star Wars movies when it was on the Death Star, except for the fact that it has a display screen on the front, and it also has a telescoping camera that it can roam around your house, and it's there to monitor the home security, and it's going to use facial recognition to see, oh, I recognize this person, you're good. If there's an intruder in your house, it's going to say, oh, I don't recognize you. And then it's going to sound off some alarms. And oh my God, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and it's $1,000 on day one. After a period of time, the price goes up to $1,500. Oh man, that's I just won. Yeah, as you mentioned, the only thing that Amazon's saying that it does is it just kind of wanders your house looking at people. If you already have a Roomba, it doesn't do that. You're not replacing other devices. You're just adding another thing scurrying around your floor.
But it does have two drink holders on it.
If they're even that big, it's just a. I don't know what the purpose of those random. They look like drink holders, but if they sit at ground level, am I like leaning all the way down to pick it up? I just don't get it.
So why would you want this little thing following you around the house when you probably already have a couple of the Amazon Alexa devices in your house already? Why do you need this thing chasing you around like a puppy dog, and so that you can randomly turn around and accidentally kick it in because it was too close and then ask it questions? I just don't get that at all.
Yeah, it's also not very good at responding to its environment. The people who have worked on it and spoken about it said it's known for taking nosedives off staircases because it just can't recognize it. And so, oops, you put it down on the second floor or you put it down on the first floor and it went down your basement. Hopefully, you didn't need that $1,500 that much. I just cannot even begin to think about what this was supposed to be.
Because this thing, it's not like this thing can go grab a beer for you when you're watching a football game. You can't just sit there and say, "Hey, Astro, go fetch, some chips and dips for me." It's got no arms, it's got no legs, it's got no grabbers. All it has is the little display and a telescoping camera that it can see from about 4 feet up in the air.
And it's not the display that goes up. The display is about ankle level. The camera is the only thing that extends. Like maybe if you were to say the display raises up and I look at it on eye level, because the display kind of looks like some cutesy eyes. Maybe if I'm looking at it face to face, like, okay, that's its own kind of weird, creepy, but at least I get where you're going with this. But yeah, this just feels like another thing that I'm going to kick in the middle of the night.
Oh, absolutely. And then you have to, whenever it's run low on battery, it doesn't just like the Roomba run back over to its self-charging port. You actually have to plug this thing back into the wall to get it recharged. I just don't understand what they're trying to accomplish. If this is a first in a series of things that they're just getting into robotics, and hey, we'll throw this out there and maybe, a few people will buy it, and then the next generation Astro 2.0 and will be a little better, a little less creepy. I don't know where they're going with this, but I know where one of these are not going to go to my
Yeah.
house.
And the one of the stories we found on it put it fantastically. The purpose of Astro is not to solve any particular problem, but to neutralize the underlying concept, to get people used to having a camera that constantly moves around their home. Astro isn't a home robot, it's a camera on wheels, and that's just what Amazon wants. This thing doesn't really solve any problems, it doesn't really bring a whole lot of value. It's there for you to become more comfortable with the idea of a physical device moving around and watching you. And oh my God, no.
We already have cameras on every phone in every hand in the world, and there's enough people taking pictures and video of everything already. We don't need this intruder in our houses following us around, taking pictures when we're not even aware that it's taking pictures. And then they're not even saying where these pictures go. It's not going to keep them local. You know that.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even gotten to the issue of data security that, okay, then you have to trust Amazon that they're not going to do anything that, would make you uncomfortable with this data, that it's going to be secure so that someone third party is not going to break in and do something that you wouldn't want with this data. Oh, dear God, nothing about this is appealing. Nothing about this makes me want it. I want to run in the other direction as fast as I can.
So the official Tech Gumbo line is, we say no to the Amazon Astro.
Two thumbs down.
Yes, very much so. And so we do want to thank General Informatics for sponsoring our show. General Informatics is an information technology firm with a mission to make our clients even more successful through the best use of technology. From the beginning, we have maintained our commitment to meeting the growing needs of our clients through continuous innovation. With over 20 years of experience and a team of 70 plus engineers, programmers, and designers, GI has evolved to become the leading IT partner of businesses, schools, and government agencies. Our managed services teams can run your digital infrastructure or support your team on an on-demand basis, letting you focus on your business's strength. This has become a proven formula, so proven that 98% of our clients continue to do business with us year after year. The true testament to GI's success, however, has been the strategic support to our clients' growth. Whether you need new IT services, new technology, or have a question, visit us on the web at geninf.com. And if you enjoyed our show today, we're here on Talk 107.3 FM every Saturday at 4 p.m., and the show will rerun Sunday at 4. If you missed any part of the show, or you would like to hear this or any previous episode, check out our podcast available on most every platform available wherever you get your podcast, including TuneIn, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Overcast, Player FM, and Podchaser. Be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever a new episode is posted. And if you like our show, or if you have some suggestions, or if you want to send us a question to use for the question of the week, and if we select your question, we'll send you a Tech Gumbo coffee mug. Text us at 225-255-0431 so we can send you a Tech Gumbo mug. Thank you for listening to Tech Gumbo.